Well, it's a work a week, you know, or a month, piecing them together. But that's what you call a quilt top. That went on top. Well.
Where did you keep your clothes?
Our clothes? Well, now, ordinarily, in our house, we would take one corner of the room, the bedroom, and just build a, well, we called it a clothes closet. Just a crude affair. But and there were no sliding doors or anything, but we
did the job.
It did the job. The doors and everything was on hinges, you know, and had latches on it. We got along, kept our clothes in very nice shape.
Did you have one of those movable closets?
I've seen them all right. We had them, at wife and I, now, since we've been, we've had a movable closet, but my mother and dad never had.
Do you have any special word for those?
Oh, I don't remember what they call them. You know, you could set them in one corner, and they're made out of plastic, not plastic, but light material. Well, it went out of our old home nine closet. We used it for years and just left it there.
Wardrobe.
There she is again.
Yeah. I think you
better stay. Come in down here. Come on in here and have a seat.
Yeah,
enjoy it with us.
They did call him wardrobe.
I don't know if he's enjoying it, but I am.
And you kept your clothes in trunks, too.
Huh?
You kept your clothes in trunks.
We had trunks. You have seen these big trunks.
Oh, yeah, with a rounded top.
And the tray, a till they call it, or tray in there. Oh, we'd have one or two of those in every room, you know. And we'd use those to sit on in the daytime.
Yeah.
Didn't have a chair, but sat on the trunk.
We had a bunch of those when I was a kid. Great, big things.
Yeah.
You could put a ton of stuff in there.
We've got one or two of those little big trunks filled back out at home now, you know. They just got out of date and nobody would have them in their house.
Yeah.
Just kick them out the barn or
they
something.
They don't look right.
Huh.
Did you have anything else to put your clothes in? Or what did you use after trunks?
Well, let's see now. After our trunks.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't. What did we use, Mom, at first, you and I, when we first married? For our clothes. Do you remember? Huh? Yes.
Cedar chest.
Oh, yes, of course, the cedar chest, you know, it's rather. It came in. I know our. Children, our daughter, as soon as she got big enough for anything, we bought her a nice cedar chest, and she'd put her good clothes in that.
Chiffoniers.
Beg pardon?
Chiffoniers and
dressers, drawers. Now the chiffonier, does that have a mirror?
Oh, the chiffonier.
No, not always.
Some of them did have, but and we had a beautiful chiffonier out at home.
Some of those are really beautiful things, aren't they?
We have some now that don't have mirrors.
You still have chiffonier. I didn't know. I'm not up very much on my chiffonier, but we're speaking about that Dale Mitchell, you know, my son-in-law. We had an old chiffonier out at home. We kept our clothes in for years and years, and it got old. It was an elaborate piece of furniture when it was built, and he wanted it for a gun case. So we made him a present of the old chiffonier, and he took it to Oklahoma City, and went to work with.
Yeah,
paint remover, and varnish remover, and it's making him a beautiful gun case. Now you understand this was made out of pure oak, with real material, and will never deteriorate. But it was just out of date and out of style, and of course, wife didn't want it in the house.
Yeah,
he took it and put it in his den or somewhere back outside. Made a beautiful gun case, one of the old chiffoniers. It had a mirror in it, by the way.
Now, does this have a piece that sticks up high, and then another piece that comes out?
Yeah, it did. And had a, it was a chest on one side, and a door, you see, just opened out. Well, now, in that chest is where he keeps his guns.
He keeps his ammunition and pistols and things in the other.
That's right. Everything, and just